One thing I've avoided with my own family, and not everyone agrees with this, that's okay, is that when the kids have asked before, and they have asked, to bring along, you know, friends on a summer trip, usually if it's family, I say no. If we're going somewhere for the day or maybe one night, that's fine. But for the longer trips or when we have extended family coming in to Michigan, which we do, and I think we will this year, and their cousins will be here, cousins by the dozens, no, we don't do it. It's family. It's the family group. Don't break it up. Not everybody agrees with this. Let's get a take this morning from Dr. John Braccio. Dr. John B., Regional Psychological Services NEL. Good morning, sir, on this snowy Tuesday.
Good to see you, my friend, and I completely agree with you. I believe that family, call it nurturing, family bonding, it really occurs when you do family events. And too often, parents wake up with teenagers that they're not relating that well to. They don't even know why. And as has turned out in the past, they've often let the kids take, you know, people with them, or they spend a lot of time with them, and they never really do the bonding. And sometimes this can lead to pretty negative peer group control and pressure over the children. So when the parents want to take control, if you will use that word, or bring back family feelings, it's often too late. So this bonding needs to develop early, and there need to be rituals, there need to be traditions, there need to be events that people do. And if I can just mention one personal thing, I'll be going to St. Mary's School in Royal Oak this coming Friday with my kindergarten grandson Luke, and he's going to be taking a quote VIP person. I'm going to be spending the morning over there with him, showing me around the room. This is the way to, you know, integrate parents and grandparents and others into the school. And this is all part of an overall family bonding. And really, when you have these connections, it's a wonderful thing, Dave. And, you know, we come from Italian families. My wife's a Cuban family. And so having connections, tying in church activities, holiday type Christmas, Thanksgiving, these are things that we want to develop in vacations. And if parents don't develop those things and don't make an effort, and if they allow other persons in, children, different things, particularly for, like you said, extended vacations and times, it may be initial easier parenting, but it's not family bonding and the type of things we need to do in our society, which is so disjointed in this electronic world.
No, I think sometimes, like you just said, it's easier to say yes and go along, get along, kind of be the, you know, the river's flowing here, and I'm something floating down the water too. But it isn't. I look at my own kids, and the cousins are 2,000 miles away. But these get-togethers, I see a closeness with them despite some age differences that I don't see necessarily with other families. I think that is a good thing. I mean, they're of the same, and that doesn't belittle friends in any way, shape, or form, but they're of the same blood. They're of the same. They get to see that sometimes, you know, the way dad and mom act, it's not so crazy because, look, you know, their aunt and there's their uncle and there's et cetera, et cetera. And, boy, you can tell this is a family. You can tell these people are definitely blood related. They have a lot of things in common. I don't know that that's always a bad thing, although it can get crazy. But crazy can be good, too. Can be good.
And there are family secrets, and there's intrigue, and there are things that can happen in large families.
I'm talking
families,
to a psychologist, and I'm using the word crazy. You should just knock me down right there.
Well, wacky. Listen, extended families do have all kinds of intrigue, and there's some negativity. But as a whole, you know, and I know I've known you for many years, Dave. I mean, you have a very, you know, just a real warm, good way about you. And I think that with families, this shows up your upbringing. You've tried to do it with your children successfully, and then you want it to continue for generations. We really are the product of many generations, even if we don't even know who these people were 2, 3, 4 generations back, because we carry a lot of the same values, and if they're good values, they're the ones that we certainly want to be continuing. But again, if we allow all the friends of our children to be major people for extended periods of times, if we're growing up on vacations or they're growing up, then it can lead to all of a sudden not that close of a relationship with the parents. And I regularly see it here. With teenagers, the parents say, what can I do? My child's not listening to me. And then as we talk, we do find out that even if it's better late than never, it can be much more difficult when you have a 12, 13-year-old and you're trying to do bonding and you really have not done that over the years. So the time to start is immediately. You want to be reading to the kids, walking to the kids, doing things with the kids, just developing that closeness. I say, you know, children are gifts from God, and we brought them into the world. Let's make sure that they can have a good life where they feel secure, where they feel that they belong to a group, a positive group, a family unit. Critical stuff in this world we're in.
And not always easy to achieve. You're going to get, it isn't just going to get be pushback from your teens or your grandkids here. You're going to get pushback just in general, I think, in our society. It isn't,
there's no question.
It isn't necessarily going to be seen as the right thing. So what do you do if you're listening to this and if you're someone who says, you know, I think that rings true to me. I want to be that person. I want to try to do it at the very least. How do you stay true to that? There is no easy road?
Well, I think what you do, you have to see yourself as a unit, a family. Hopefully there's a mother and a father, but if you're separated, the key thing is you want the kids to feel an identity, okay? You want to do certain things. You want family outings. You want a family vacation. Okay. You want to even if there are things like just going out one night a week to get a hamburger at McDonald's. Okay. It's something that you're developing. And then try when you have a vacation, a day, 2 days, a week, whatever it might be, that these be times that you just really let everything out. You sing, you read, you laugh, you hike, you ride bikes. Things that people look back to as golden days and things that they want to continue with their children. We're really, in our mind, we're really a series of memories. And if we have good, close memories of the past, we're going to feel close and feel we're part of a team, part of a troop, if you will. And if we didn't have this and we know we missed something, what we want to do is develop it in our children right now. They're very few things that I can imagine in life really better than having children that love you and you love them and you communicate and you work together as a team. This really makes life, which can be very difficult for people, a very enjoyable set of experiences. And, you know, I enjoy every day. How does that sound? And try to keep in touch with the kids and kids are psychologists.
Well, the apple didn't fall far from the tree at all, did it, Newton? There, see, no, it's all good on that. Look, you make a great point on this. It won't be easy to accomplish. I'm lucky with my wife. Her family is very large, and her mom's house for years now belongs to her brother, but it's always like the gathering spot and people come and go all the time. It's a very positive thing. You don't have to announce your presence 2 weeks in advance. It's very much a family gathering spot. And then my sister and I do the same thing, even though we're so far apart. We make that extra effort to get the family together and say that when we do get together, it's family time. It's not for something else. It seems dictatorial. It might be. I think there's positives to that. Not everyone will agree. Of course, you can listen to the podcast at drjohnb.com. That's the place to go. Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. I know you're following the news of the day close. I know with your wife and the Cuban family, too. There are a lot of things involving immigration as you watch this that there's some synergy. And in your household, I know that these are times when you're paying close attention as well. And we'll be going here shortly to Eben Brown with Fox in Miami. So always appreciate talking to you, our good friend, John Braccio.
You are right, my friend. We definitely follow these things.
I know you do.
What you're saying on family, very true, very critical, and always good talking to you, my friend. Amen, as our ancient Roman relatives told us, okay?
There it is. Absolutely. Okay, stay warm today.
Yes.